Today, Kwaninam. Greetings to each and everyone who are tuning in to Cyberspace Ashram, an ashram called Kwaninam on the Garden Island of Kauai in the Hawaiian Island chain. Well, today is December 24th, and it is the fourth day of the Hindu festival at this season of the year called Pancha Ganapati. This means Ganesha has 5 heads, 10 arms, and is standing and blessing each and every one. This fourth day, and there are 5 days in this festival, it is a home festival. This fourth day, devotees of Lord Ganesha all over the world are bringing forth joy and happiness in the home, music, art, drama, dance. Their children are dancing. The older children have created plays. Mother is singing. Friends and relatives gather for satsanga. They bring individual artistic gifts that they've made by hand. And they enjoy each other's company. Plans are made for the year ahead by the family and relatives to bring more harmony and culture and refinement into the home, because Hinduism is a home religion as well as a mass festival religion. But culture, as we know, comes from worship. We worship the god and gods, and we relate to god and gods and guru in a special way. And we carry that out from the temple into the home. And the more one goes to a Hindu temple, the more refined the home becomes. And those who don't go to the Hindu temple often, or sit home and watch TV, their home is like a hotel. It is chaotic, and anger reigns, culture's forgotten, shoes are worn inside the house, and all of those naughty, naughty things that people should not do who call themselves Hindus. Here we have a question. A question from California. When someone who has a guru is out of harmony with his guru and then works within himself to correct that situation, is that all that's necessary to do? Well, that's right. Because harmony with the guru is harmony with your own soul, harmony with your mother and father, which are the first guru, is harmony with your own soul. That means your values are correct. You are a soul living in an astral body, living in a physical body, having various tools, one of which is emotions, another which is an intellect, and another which is ignorance. Blessed ignorance of things that you should not understand. And sometimes the things you should not understand get in the way of your understanding. So give up all the bad habits, and you'll be in harmony with your soul and harmony with your guru. The guru is like a barometer. Not like a commander. You balance yourself off against your guru or a statue in the temple. Some days Ganesha looks not too well at me because of what I've been thinking, what I've been doing behind the backs of others whom I love. And other days Ganesha in the temple, a stone deity, is smiling at me. Now, how does that stone deity frown and smile? It's your own mind warning you, your own soul warning you, that you should be a little wiser, live your life a little better, because all the good that you do in this life, you can carry over to the next life. And all the bad that you do in this life, you can carry that over too if you want that kind of baggage. So the motto is, travel lightly. Well, that was a very good question, and thank you very much. We have now a 2-day retreat. We'll be seeing you after that is over, but you can take a retreat too. You can reflect on what you did the last 5 or 6 days and what you're going to do the next. And improve, 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 and that's why we're here on Earth, to improve. No other reason. We're not here to make money. We can't take it with us. We're not here to remain healthy all the time. We can't take that with us either. We're not here to be a profession, to become a professional, or become an engineer, a doctor, a computer expert. That'll all go when we die. But the improvements that we make in our character, that will last forever. How we subdue the instinctive mind and how we perfect right thought, right speech, and right actions and get our happiness from putting a smile on other people's faces, that you will take into your next life. You don't want to take the garbage into your next life. Take all the good stuff. We'll be seeing each other again at Darshan time at Cyberspace Ashram in just a few days. Om Namah Shivaya.